Okay, Rabbeisai, we're starting the last perek here in the Sefer Chovos HaTalmidim. It's the 13th perek. Perek Yud Gimel. In the old printing, it's on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. In the new printing, it's Kuf Yud Aleph. Perek Shalosh Asas Shalol LaHachmitz Es Atzma, which means a person should not allow himself to spoil, should not waste himself. It says Yeshnam Dvarim, there are certain things, Shahazhara, Afkala, Alehem Daya, there's certain things that are just a small little word of warning, word of caution is enough. The Yeshnam Shatrichim Lahazir, Velichpol, Ulivaroisam, Pamim Yoisa. Certain things you have to say and you have to repeat and you have to explain and you have to expound upon them, much more than that. There's certain things that they need extra emphasis. Gama inyan hanochachi. And the thing that we're about to embark on, the topic we're about to approach, is one of those things. It is not sufficient to have just some sort of weak worded mention of caution. And not with occasional, just the words of encouragement, asher tiznu midvareinu ad ata oidosa, which a person can can pull from the words that we said up until now. In other words, it was sprinkled in the past 12 prakim, these types of ideas. Elatzricham anu levaroi, we're going to have to explain this. Uletzavois alav biyos, and to command you more, speak more about it. This is something that we have to stress. And what is that? A gemara oimeres, shimba mitzvah liyadcha, a mitzvah comes to your hands, you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Al tachmitzena, a person should not allow the mitzvah to become chametz, which means you shouldn't allow it to spoil. V'im lahachmitz asiya achas shel mitzvah. If the Gemara is telling us that just one opportunity for one mitzvah, habal yodcha, a person shouldn't squander, a person shouldn't waste, a person shouldn't let go. Inyan rahu, it's something that's considered a bad thing that if a person did that. A person has to repent, has to do tshuva for it. Lahachmis and eskol atzmoi, a person who is going to allow his entire being to go to waste. Veskol atzmoi, veskol asiyosav, and he is allowing everything that he could accomplish. He's going to allow it, the whole thing, to go to waste. Rahu asher kemat ein tshuva neged zois. That is the worst thing you could possibly imagine. We have so much that we're capable of. And if we just allow it to just fall by the wayside, we just squander our times, we just waste away our days. It's practically something a person cannot do tshuva for. And much to our regret, much to our concern, harbe bachurim nilkim bedavarzeh. There's many bachurim that they are afflicted with this disease. It's many bachrim that they are wasting so much of their time. Kvar izharnu le'el v'perek zayin. We already warned you before in the seventh perek. Shelo tismach atzmacha al shenoisecha asher tisrabeno. A person should not rely on the many years that he has in his future, because he's still young. Ve'al gufcha asher yigdol, and he's still going to get older and he's going to mature. Don't assume that when you get older, your midos ras are just going to go away on their own. Your bad habits are just going to disappear. Don't assume that. A person has to take action immediately, now. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Imloi achshav emasai. The Mefarshim explain, what does that mean? It means a person who's in the Yemei HaBacharus, in the days of when a person's a Bachar. Now's the opportunity to do things, to accomplish, to become somebody, to set yourself on a path, to start already blazing the direction. If you don't do it now, then when? Kirak HaShonim Mizdaknois. If a person, just waits till he's older, the only thing that's going to get older is the years, and the numbers are going to start piling up. V'lo ha'ish. The person himself doesn't mature. Ayin sham. That's what happens. There's some people that they could already be plenty old in years, and they're still children. There was a bumper sticker when I was younger that Rabbi Beryl Wine used to quote. The bumper sticker said, the one who dies with the most toys wins the game. Which is like, we're still kids playing with toys. You know, just when you're a little teeny kid, so it's like it's a fake cell phone. And when you're a bigger kid, so then it's a real cell phone. When you're an even bigger kid, so then it's like a more sophisticated, you know, type of machine. You got all these different gadgets and toys and fancy cars and big houses and expensive watches. And it's all about my toys. And, you know, and he hasn't grown up. He's the same little boy who's just like, you know, sees something that's all shiny and it's like all exciting and he's going to run after it. And nothing's changed. He hasn't become anybody. Because he never was willing to work on himself. He just wanted it to happen on its own. It doesn't. A person has an opportunity at this age and stage of his life where he has the strength to work on himself. He has the time and to work on himself. This is his chance. Vihine, loy betaris midos harois bovad. We're not only talking about a person working on, some people have character flaws. There's an issue with their midos. Not only that, ragam beknias midos hailois vidake achasidus. Also, a person is looking to become something bigger than that. Not just to work on you have got issues, but try to like become someone that's impressive, someone that's lofty, someone that's exalted. Velo rak misha soymech atzma al shnoisav. Not someone who's just going to rely on his age. Mibli avoid lagamri, and not to work at all. We're not only talking about someone that's not working at all. Elagami shiroitze lavoid rak me'acher. There's some people that they're doing it. They just, everything they're doing, they're always coming late. Umach mitzues avoidasei. He's spoiling his avoidah. There's people that they come, they're doing it, they're consistent. It's just me'acher. I was speaking recently to a bocher. We're talking about how does a person have kavanah during davening? Well, how do you get yourself to have kavanah during davening? And I told him, and I believe, I remember this eitzah from Reb Simcha Ellis, said if a person would take 2 minutes before davening, just take 2 minutes to just think for a second, and say for a minute or two, I'm about to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings, the master of hosts, and I could ask him for anything I want, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to every tefillah, and if I would daven with kavana, so that I have haftacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer me. A person would have, and he would then think about that. Then he would go to daven. His davening would be different. 2 minutes is a long time. Try it for a minute, just 1 minute before davening. Sit there. And just think about what you're about to do. A minute's a long time. Try for 30 seconds. Okay, 30 seconds is not a long time. 30 seconds we could sit. Just sit for 30 seconds and think, I'm about to daven to Hashem. I'm about to talk to the most influential, powerful being in the entire... The only influential, powerful being in the entire world. It's all up to him. So how am I going to daven? But we don't do that because we're always, always late. We're always in a rush. There are people, they're ready up for davening, but somehow they can't get into davening until they're late. That's like part of the process because I've always got to be in a rush because then I don't actually think about anything. I'm always like, okay, I got to catch up. So zoom, zoom, zip, zip, and then I'm finished. Because we never actually take time to think because we're always late. And then you miss out. So, you know, people that are there, they're clocking in and clocking out to davening, but are they connecting to it? Are they feeling it? Is it changing them? Is their davening one in which that they really deserve being answered? And that's what he says. There's a lot of people there that they're going through the motions. Rak ma'acher. They're coming late. Umach metzuas avoida. And he's spoiling it. It's mushchasu. There's a certain amount of hashchasa involved. There's a certain hashchasa involved in that. Because it's certain, a certain way it shows, you know, that something is not that important. But something is really so important to a person. People don't do that. People that, they have like events that they really like. So there's the, they have the pre, event, and then they have the post-event, they have their tailgating party, and then they have their, they're there 3 hours, 2 hours before, and then there's the, then they have the beforehand, they have what they're anticipating is going to happen, and then afterwards they discuss the recap of what did happen, and then people don't just like, okay, listen, it all depends on what happens in the last 5 minutes, I'll just show up for the last 5 minutes, That's anyway where the, all the action is. So like, I come in, I get to the Baruch Hu, bing bang, shmash mon esrei, and then I'm out of there. I got through the main thing. People don't do that if it's something that they're really cherishing. There's a hashchasa involved. There's a certain hashchasa, which is that it's a distortion. A person has to internalize that what I'm doing is the most precious and most valuable thing on the planet. So how could a person wouldn't come late to that? If you want to avoid getting this disease, and chas v'shalom, a person starts in this way, and he gets like locked into this type of routine, it's practically impossible to break out of it. Hishamer v'hizayer sheloi ta'acher shum davar. Do not do late. Al tachmitzeno, which means don't allow it to rise. Don't come late. You have to capitalize. You have to be a zaris. Do it quickly. V'lo ta'toymer, don't say, machar, I'll do it tomorrow. Or acher ezizman esizoy, so I'll do it later. When you learn the words that we've said to you until now, don't lose it. This is not for me. I'm still young. When I get older, so then I'm, I want to settle down, but I'm still young. I got to like enjoy still this age. I'll do it, but I'll do it later. Is dazeh amitvorim kaila? A person should shudder from such words. Resa la achorecha me machshavas kaila. He has to get rid of these machshavas. Kidalucha shedivrei yitzrucha heim asher kam alecha lahargecha. This is the Yitzhahara that wants to kill you. Ulam bedcha chas v'shalom mishnei ha'ilomas. He wants you to cause you to lose both of these worlds, because a person is malei charotas, malei charotas. And he does that. He lives in the moment, but he's not capitalizing on these opportunities. A person has opportunities. I speak to Bacham, I say sometimes, you're going to look back, Beis Hashem, in 20 years from now, you're going to be talking to your kids, you're going to tell them about, I went to Eretz Yisrael, and I was there in yeshiva, and what did I do? Yeah, I went out to eat a lot. I was busy hawking about the games. I was in two leagues, and I was, it was like a lot of fun. I was doing lots of stuff. This is what you're going to tell your kids when they're on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Make sure that you get into at least two leagues, because it's like that's important when you go to Eretz Yisrael. This is what we're going to do. Make sure you follow all the games and you know exactly what's going on, because it's not just football and basketball, there's also hockey. You got to make sure. Is that what you're coming to Eretz Yisrael? We have our entire life to get bothered with all of this mishigas. You come to Eretz Yisrael for what? You have an opportunity now. This is our opportunity now. To do what? To be busy with other things. That's what we're going to look back and we're going to say, wow, I really capitalized on my time. I really let Eretz Yisrael change me. Or not. And a person that doesn't, forget about Olam Haba for a moment. Malei charotas. Malei charotas. His entire life. He says, why did I do that? I messed up. How many times have I spoken to people that tell me, I left Eretz Yisrael too early. I didn't learn. It's like years, and it just keeps going, and it just keeps building up, and they felt like they squandered opportunities they had. And their whole life, all they're doing is looking back and saying, I messed up. Why? Because I was too busy with other things. Now's our chance. Today. We could say, okay, I'll start tomorrow. After the series is over. Won't happen. Kosh Baruch Hu says that there are mitzvahs asher anoichi mitzavecho ha-yoyim. Ha-yoyim means today. Kosh Baruch Hu tells us, you got to start right now. immediately. A person has to, once a person pushes it off, then it loses it. Mitzvah habaliyotcha al tachmitzena. Don't waste it. Don't squander. A person has an inspiration. He commits to something. He has to make a statement and make a stance to himself. And I believe that's part of the idea of a nazir. What's the idea of a nazir this week's parasha? We speak about a nazir. Nazir says, he makes a neder. Ish kiafli lindar neder nazir lahazir lashem. And the Mefarshim speak about what is the lashon of lahafli? What does it mean? In the Rambam, it's called hilchos hafla'a. What is it called hafla'a for? So the Mefarshim explain the following thing. The word is pei. The hafla'a is lahafli, is pei lamed aleph. It's pele. Pei lamed aleph. Which is as follows. Pei is the mouth. Lamed is teaches. Aleph is the mind. The head, which is the top. Aluf is the exalted part of the body. The mouth is teaching the mind, which means as follows. I have a moment of inspiration right now. Right now I'm inspired. I want to make an neder. Yeah, what is it? I've had enough schnitzel for a lifetime. I don't want to eat any more schnitzel. I'm going to make a neder, no more schnitzel. Now, you don't want to eat schnitzel, so just don't eat schnitzel. What are you going to make a neder for? The answer is because I know that if I don't commit to something now, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to be sitting there and I got that schnitzel right in front of me and it's steaming hot and it's, you know, right out of the frying pan dripping with oil over there and I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to have to just take a bite. So if a person makes a neder, so then his mouth is teaching his mind, I committed to something. I had that moment of inspiration and I locked in at that moment. That's what a nazir is. Nazir is someone who says, I'm going to lock in. I realize something right now. I don't want to, later on, I'm going to get confused. I know what's right. I'm making a commitment to something. The Gemara in the Dharma speaks about Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik never ate from a korban of a nazir, who was metame, because he was concerned that Nazirim didn't have the right intentions. There was only one that he did. There was a person that came, min hadaroim, he had beautiful long hair. He was apparently a very handsome young man. He was a shepherd, and he was one time with his flock, and he was by a pond. He looked into his reflection in the water, and he saw a really handsome young man. He said, I could really like enjoy this world if I really wanted to. You know, I'm a person that people would really like to be with. And he caught himself, and he said, what are you doing? He grabbed his hair. He said, I'm going to cut all this off because I want to be a nazir. And Reb Shimon HaTzadik kissed him. And he said to him, Yubu k'moyscha b'Yisrael. We got a lot, we can all, you know, there's a lot of partying we could all do. If a person has a moment of inspiration, says, wait a second, what am I doing? I'm going to destroy my future. Sure, I'll enjoy maybe the moment, but where am I going? What is it going to look like when I look back on my life? Am I going to be happy with that? I have to make commitments today. I have to make decisions today. That's what a nazir did. Nazir said, okay, that's it. Finished. That's what a person has an opportunity to do. And if a person understands that tomorrow is too late, so then he starts it right now. There's a story, I've told it over before, I'll tell it again. It's about someone by the name of Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berliner. I remember who I was talking to recently, some of the boys. Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berliner, he was from the very famous Volozhin family. And this was a very prestigious family. I mean, Reb Chaim Volozhin, it's called Avi HaYeshivas. He like started yeshivas. He opened Volozhin. And Netziv was part of this family. Netziv was, you know, from a very, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berliner was from the family. He was not really the most successful of the family in learning. He didn't really, he wasn't really taking to it. It wasn't going so well. It's a very famous story. One time over Shalosh Shudas, the family was sitting around Shalosh Shudas talking and learning. So Reb Naftali Tzvi made a suggestion of a pshat in the Gemara. And the whole family, you know, like looked down, like, oh, I can't believe he tried. Like, this was wrong. This is bad. And someone said, you know, it's just not pshat. And it was an awkward moment. And he just ran out of the house. He ran out of the house. He ran into the Beis Medrash. And he just started pounding in the Beis Medrash. And he was learning and learning and learning, to the point that I heard historians have told me that there used to be a thing in Volozhin to try to find a time that he wasn't in the Beis Medrash. He was always there. They were trying to, like, get him, like, when is he not here? Like, after Yom Kippur, when they broke the fast, people, like, running the Beis Medrash, he's still there. Like, when does the guy sleep? He's always in the Beis Medrash. He was like, they couldn't find a time. He wasn't there. He was considered one of the pillars of the Beis Medrash. So they called him the Netziv, because the Netziv is a pillar. He became the Netziv of Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berliner. He became the Netziv. Now, Reb Chaim Soloveitcher, Reb Chaim Brisker, is part of the family. And he says there's a Messiah in the family that he never benched. He was at Chalashudas. He had that awkward moment. He ran out, and he never benched. Says Reb Chaim, if he would have benched, he never would have come to the Netziv. Because he had that feeling at that moment. And he felt it was sakonas nefashis on his life. I have to start right now. I'll push it off. I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll start next week. The next sugya. Next man. We keep, if you push it off, it's not going to happen. We keep on pushing things off and they're not happening. A person says, I know I have to do this right now. I have to begin immediately. A person does that, then it happens. That was the situation with the Netziv. And he became the Netziv. And when he printed his first svarim, the Hamik Dover, Harchev Dover, and Hamik Shaila, and all the svarim that he printed, the family was in shock that he was able to put this out. They remember, you know, he was like sitting at the Shabbos table, didn't know what he was doing. He couldn't make his way around the Gemara at all. And here he is. He put out from the most classic svarim on Chumash is the Hamik Dover. It's from the most commonly used. That's what he became. Because a person realizes what he's capable of, and we're just wasting it away. We're just, you know, we're busy playing backgammon or whatever else that we, you know, we're busy killing time. We're killing ourselves. We've spoken to you, say, it's not enough you should do good things. You have to become good. It's not enough to do good. Be good in your very essence, your core. Not to just do things like a chassid would do. That it should become a part of your identity. It should become part of who you are. If that's what we want to do. A person wants to be good, not just to want to do good things. If a person wants to become good, then the more you start when you're younger. Even your midas, like we have written to you. It'll be much better, and it'll be much easier. To change. To change your bones, to change your very essence, your identity, to become chassidus. The more you push it off, and you're allowing the avoda to spoil. It's going to be very hard for you to get to where you want to get, where we spoke about trying to reach. Very hard. The more you push it off, the harder it is. Haloi teida shayel kasher yakmu aver meivar. Of Alezisman, a child, when one of his fingers, one of his limbs, it gets bent, it gets it's disformed. They put one of his arms around his behind his back and tied it there. It'll stay bent. If they do that when he's still growing in his formative years, it'll remain that way. Even when he's older. Ki el makoima toshiv. That's not true with someone who's older. When he was in his formative years, he made sure to build himself properly, even if something gets bent out of shape later. It'll go back to its place. Because the cotton, as he's growing, and there's more and more that's being added upon what's already there. And parts of the flesh and the bone that's growing in the time when it's in the wrong shape. So then it's being formed in that awkward bent shape. That's it. Everything's already been built. It's already come to maturation. Even afterwards, you know, you bend it in one direction, it's not going to change anything because he's already established. So too is when you start when you're younger. If you start when you're younger and you start like going in the right way and you start like molding yourself, every person according to his years, then the chutim is like the strings in your mind or the sinews, I don't know, limcha in your heart, what is there in your mind? What are the memories you're going to think back when you're older? If you start when you're younger, so then all that's ingrained and etched in your mind is things of chasidus, ahava, v'yira, v'chochel kegufcha v'atzmoisecha, kasher yisgadlu, v'yisvasu, b'charke kishrei v'rishmei chasidus, yisvasu, v'yibaru. A lot of Hebrew there. Which is that everything that's going to be grow on top of that is going to be built on top of that. It's going to be built all on top of all of my memories of what did I do when I was younger, of what were my experiences, and everything's going to be built on top of that. So we have a chance to build a foundation. That's what these years are. These are the formative years, and the foundation that we're building, it's going to be there. Person can't say, okay, I'm starting to build when I'm older. You're building right now. What are you laying now? What are you putting in your foundation? Are you infusing it with aliyah? You're infusing it with ruchnius, with good davenings? You're infusing it with good musr shmuzim? Or you're infusing it with other things? And even if they're not terrible, but there's nothing productive, they're holes. Foundation is weak. It's rotted. The ukumai. Min kol kanaf, just like anything, any creature. Mivne min ha'acher. Everyone, so it's kind of like built according to what its specifications. Kein gam moichacha, your mind, v'libcha, your heart, v'chol aveirecha asher bechasidus yigdolu. If you build them. If they grow based on your experiences of chasidus, of putting in more time and more effort, doing more than, you know, maybe a person when he's older, there are certain things that he's got, hobbies that he's going to be busy with. But what are you building on the foundation? What is everything going to be? What is everything going to rely on? Letivam v'rucham tia chasidus, your nature, the things that are going to interest you, things that are going to excite you when you're older. Your very nature of your personality is going to depend on what you do now. It's going to be very hard for it to go in a different direction. Anyone that starts when he's young, everything when he's older, it'll be easier. It'll be more real. It'll be more a part of him. It'll be more glatt. Some people say, you know, I know a lot of people that when they were younger, they were, you know, they were busy doing other stuff, and then they starked out when they were older. So why can't I do the same type of thing? And I think that he's miramis to this a little bit here, Rebbe, which is that it's true, it happens. But you ask those people, speak to them, how difficult it was for them to get to where they got to. How much pain. How hard they had to work. How much regret they have for what they did. And you realize that it's not like just like an easy thing. Like, okay, you know, I'm going to hit, you know, somewhere along the line and like just all of a sudden just make a switch. It doesn't happen that way. It's a tremendous, tremendous amount of pain. And a person realizes that the more you push it off, the harder it's going to become. And then you don't even know if you're going to have the ability to withstand that. You're going to have the resilience to be able to go through that, because it's already, you've already made yourself like, just like you, what you enjoy, what talks to you is all the taivas and yetzaharas and all the averas, and now you're trying to like fight against what you've built as your as who you are in order to do mitzvahs. It's so challenging. It's so painful and so hard. Person wants to do a galat. We have opportunities now to build us, to build ourselves. Let's make sure not to squander the opportunity, not to squander ourselves. B'zeh Hashem, will continue next time.